here. The Mishnah starts off, Hakil Chayov and Beriya. Everybody has a chiyuv to do the mitzvahs riya, to be seen. So Rashi learns it means be mitzvahs riyas kol sechurcho. She'etzrichim lehisroyes bi'azora beregel. That there's a mitzvah, the pasuk says, sholosh parim three times a year, you have to go oil a regel. You have to be seen in the Yazor in the Beis HaMikdash. So there's a mitzvah to go up to the Beis HaMikdash. That's this mitzvah's riya. Tosfos adds on to it doesn't only mean to be seen in the Beis HaMikdash, but also as a chiyuv to bring a korban. To the korban we're also talking about. But when you go to the Beis HaMikdash, the pasuk also says, v'lo yiroh pon harekam. You can't be there empty. When you go there, you have to bring a korban. There's a korban oilas riya to be brought, and a korban chagiga. A pasha oilas riya, that's the korban oila you have to bring when you go oil regular and you're in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mishnah means both things. That akol chayavim b'riya. Everybody has a chiyuv to go up to the Beis HaMikdash on the regolim, on the regal, and to bring a korban oilas riya also. Chutz excluding mecheres shoyta v'kotin. A cheresh, we'll soon see what that means, he's deaf or dumb. Shoyta, also shoyta v'kotin. He's on the bar mitzvah. The potter, so Rashi learns, chutz mecheres shoyta v'kotin, telav v'nei deya ninu, uptur mimitzvahs. This is a general cloud, they're potter in all the mitzvahs. By mitzvah, the Torah, you have to have das. Torah is mechayev a bar das to do mitzvahs. A kotin or a shaita doesn't have enough das, enough understanding, he's potter from mitzvahs. V'tumtim v'yadrugnis v'noshim. The main thing is that noshim are potter also from this mitzvah. Because the pasuk says, kol zechurcha, only a zochor, a male, has the chiv to go early regal. The noshim are potter. So therefore, who are then a tumtim v'yadrugnis are also potter. A tumtim is a suffix. Maybe he's a man, maybe the lady. Means that the Mokam Erev is covered up. We don't know what's there. The Yandrugnis means he has both Simonim. He has Simonim of the Zohar and of the Nekeva. The kids that are not Avad by Zohar, they're a Sophic maybe in the Nekeva. Therefore, they're also Potter from this Mitzvah. And the Gemara will dash in this from Sukkim. How do we know they're Potter? Now, the Avodim Sheinim Shechororim. Who are then Yavnevet Kenani? That's not freed. So Nevet Kenani also has a loch like an Isha. He's Mechuyiv in all mitzvahs, like an Isha is Mechuyivin. And since the pasuk says Kol Sechurcha, that an Isha is Potter from his mitzvahs, or the regal, who are then Nevet Kenani is also Potter. Kol's money wasn't freed. But when it becomes Meshuchar, then he's a regular Yisrael, and he has a Chiyiv like anybody else to go Earl the regal on the Gimel Regolim. Now Hachigur, somebody that's lame, Vihasuma, somebody that's blind, V'hacholah, someone that's sick, Pashti is sick, he can't go on the regal. V'hazokin, an older person that can't walk, it's hard for him to walk. Omi she'ena yochol lalas baraglov. Or else Tom, somebody that can't walk, he can't walk with his feet. All these people are also potter to go on the regal. So Rashi says, Ha'achigor v'yasuma, kula yalav mikro b'gmaru. All these people, the gmaru with Hashem sukin that the potter. Omi she'ena yochol lalas baraglov. It means a person can't walk from Yerushalayim up to the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara Meforish, the Gemara will explain how do we know this? That if you can't walk that far, you're Potter. Now, a Zel Kotin. Who is called the Kotin that's Potter? In other words, usually a Kotin, even though he's Potter Midiraisam, but there's a Mitzvah Chinuch, like Rashi says. A Zel Kotin. Avon Mikan V'elech, once he reaches this age, like we'll soon see, Afal Pi Shein Lechayiv Min HaTorah, even though midiraisa is alar b'nei deyaninu, a katan is potam in a mitzvah, but hatilu chachomim alove v'yalimoy. Rashi's meduik here, Rashi Shitter is, that the mitzvah's chinuch, lechanche b'mitzvah, it's not a chiv upon the tinuch, the kid himself, but the chiv chinuch is upon the parents. The father and the mother has a chiv midirabonin to be mechanech their kids. So once the kid becomes at this age, we'll soon see, there's a chiv for the father to bring him to go all the regal. Now, a zel katan, who's called the katan that the Mishnah says he's potter? Called sheni yochol lirkov akseif of shalaviv. That he can't even ride on the shoulders of his fathers. On his father. V'lalos mi Yerushalayim lara bayis. And to go up from Yerushalayim to the Beis HaMikdash. Divrei Beis Shammai. That's Beis Shammai Shita. That once he's old enough that he can take a ride on his father's shoulders from being in Yerushalayim to the Beis HaMikdash, at that age already, there's a chiyuv chinuch upon the father to take his kid up with him to the Beis HaMikdash when he goes on the regal. Ubeithilamasil says no a big ishir, that Kolshena Yochol Echas Biyodashal Oviv Vilalas Mushlam Larabais. It has to be old enough the kid that the kid himself could walk. True, he doesn't walk himself, yeah, you hold his hand like you show him the way. But it's not enough just that you give him a ride on your shoulders. It has to be that he's old enough that he could walk already. From wherever you are in Yerushalayim to the Beis Hamikdash, if the kid is old enough to walk up to the Beis Hamikdash, then there's a mitzvah chinuch upon the father to take him there when he goes. Shenema, the pasuk says, Sholosh Regolim. Says Lashon of Regolim, so Rashi says it means, Haroyo Lalas Baraglov. Somebody that could walk up with his feet. Chayiv HaKosif. Now, V'chivon, the God of Potem in HaTorah. Now, Rashi is explaining a kid, the reason why he's potter to go out of the regal, even though, let's say, he's 6 years old already, that for other mitzvahs, there's a mitzvah chinuch, the father has a chiyuv to mechanech his kid, but here, if the kid can't walk yet, if he's not old enough to walk so far from Yerushalayim to the Beis Hamikdash, he's potter. Why? So Rashi explains, because v'chivon, the God of Potem in HaTorah, even a God or an older person, if the person can't walk to Yerushalayim, to the Beis Hamikdash, he's also potter. I was the Pshat in the Mishnah before, that Mishayni Yochol Lalas Baraglov, somebody that can't walk with his feet. And when Madaik from the Pasuk, it says Sholosh Regolim, three times. But it says a Lashon of Regolim, it doesn't say Sholosh Pomin, it says Sholosh Regolim. Regolim is Mashmi, you have to be able to use your feet. So it has to be somebody that could walk up to the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore Rashi explains, even a Gadol, if he can't walk up, he's potter from the mitzvah. So therefore a Katin, Lav Bachinuchu, there's no mitzvah chinuch to mechanech the kid to go to other regal. If the kid himself can't walk, like he's not better than a gadol. Just like a gadol that can't walk has no mitzvah to go up, so a katan now that can't walk, also there's no mitzvah chinuch. Like he can't be better than a gadol. So even though he's a bar chinuch age-wise, but since the mice of this kid can't walk, he has no chiyah to be other regal. Right, now the Mishnah talks about the two korbanos that every Jew has a chiyah to bring on the regalim, on a regal. The oilas riyah that you have to bring, shtei kesef. The least amount of money you spend for it is at least two kesef. Two more you have to spend. V'achagiga, that there's also a mitzvah to bring a korban shlomim. Achagigas, shalmei chagiga, that's more kesef. The shalmei says you're allowed to spend less money on the shlomim than on the korban oila. The korban oila's riyah has to be worth at least two kesef, and the chagiga is enough to be worth one kesef. Ubeisil says the opposite way, that a riyah more kesef. A riyah has to be worth at least one more, has to be worth. The achagiga shtei kesef, the achagiga which is a korban shlomim, which both you eat from the meat, and the mizbeach gets from it, there's a part of gevaya, there's the emurim that goes, that's burnt on the mizbeach, and there's the rest of the meat that the bialim eats. But since both you eat from it, it has to be worth at least two kesef. Rashi says, Beisham yemer mariyah shtei kesef. Godol ha'boli royis, a godol that comes to go to oil regal, is sarach l'havi oila. He has to bring korban oila with him. V'yena p'chusa m'shtei kosef. It can't be worth less than two kesef. Shtei moyes kesef. Shein shlish dinner, which is a third of a dinner. Shenem, because the pasuk says, v'lo yiroh p'onai reikam. You can't be seen in the azara empty. You have to come with the korban. Now v'yala v'gemara sh'tzarach l'havi oila. That means when you go to the oil regal, you have to bring a korban oil with you also. Now, afa pishta nitno by Torah shear, even though with the rice that there's no shear, even if it's one penny, you could buy an animal for one penny, you could be used to the mitzvah's oil. But chachomim nitno shear, the chom gave a shear, according to Beisham, it has to be worth at least two kesef, and according to Beisham, it's enough to be worth one kesef. Via chagiga, Rashi says, that means shal me chagiga. The shlomim you have to bring chayavim ayichidim lavi beregel. Every yachid has a chiyah to bring a korban shlomim in the regel. The afinala bishloi pirkum, we'll learn about at the end of the perik. The chagoysem oisa chag lashem. The chiyah chag lashem. So one thing in Rashi is, Rashi says, who has to bring a korban? Rashi starts off saying, godol haboli rois. When a godol goes to the other regel, the godol has to bring a korban. Mashmur, if you have a cotton to be on the regal, he's potter from eating a korban. That's Rashi Shita. Tosis learns not like that. Tosis learns that even when a cotton, Tosis says, as they are cotton, Tosis says, Mishum v'hola hevi lehigui lechinuch. Om adi rabbonon hu di mechuyiv, v'tzorach lovi korbanoisod nedava. Tosis learns that a cotton, that's a gil lechinuch, means he's able to walk from Yerushalayim up to the Beis Hamikdash, so the mitzvah's chinuch upon the father. Or Tosis Shita could even be the chinuch upon the kid himself, with the rabbanon, the kid has to go oil regal. And when he goes, there's a chiyuv to bring a korban also. Just he's not mechuyim with the rice, so how can he bring chul mazara? The teretz is he brings in the dava, but there's a present he can bring it. There's a kash, you don't bring the dava on yom tiv. That's how he talks about you bringing the chol amoid. There's a machlokes in the gemara in Bayam. If you can bring the dovis on yom tiv or not. So the man the yom, but he can't bring in the dava on yom tiv. It means the cotton brings his korban a chol amoid. But Taiz learns a cotton brings a korban, and Rashi's mashma, a cotton does not have to bring a korban. Only the gozel has to bring the korban. Now the Gemara says, Hakel lasu yemai. And the Mishnah says, Hakel chayav Maria, what's the chiddush? What do you mean, everybody? Hakel lasu yemai. So the Gemara says, Lasuya misha chetiv eved, v'chetiv ben korban. That an eved that's half free, since half of him is free, the half that's free as dilaka ben korban, he has the chiyah to be early regal. Even though the other half is potter, but I call upon him this half that's free, he also has to be other regal. For the Gemara, or the Ravina, though, according to Ravina Shita, we'll see it says later in the Gemara, the Yomar, Misha Chetziv Eved, the Chetziv Ben Chorin, Potter Minaria. Ravina Shita is no. Even this person, though it was first, he was an Eved Kenani, bought by two Jews. Two Jews owned the Matera Shutfis. And now one Jew freed his Chalik, so now the Eved is called the Chetziv Ben Chorin. Half of him is free. Even though half is free, Ravina still holds, he's taught to be on the regal. On the regal, you have to be a Gansa, a complete Ben Chorin. We'll see in the Gemara Daf Dalet why. But the Kasha now is according to Ravina Shita, the Yoma Mishachetzev Eved Chetziv Ben Chorin is Potter Menoria. If so, Hakel Asu Yemai, what does the Mishnah mean to include by said Lashon of Hakel, everybody is Chayiv in Ria? What's the Chiddush of everybody? So Gemara says, Lasu Yechigon, Piyem Rishon. In a case where a person was lame the first day, he couldn't walk the first day. Then his pashet b'yom sheni, but the second day cholamoid already became well. He's able to walk. So the chiddush is now he has to go out of regal. Don't say since the first day he couldn't go, he does his potter. That's the chiddush the Mishnah know. Hakel chayavim b'riya. Even though on the first day you were lame, you had a ptur, but the second day when you become well and healthy, now you have a chiyuv to go out of regal. So Gemara again says that's not true. That we know there's halacha that it's carbon others ria. True, you're supposed to bring it the first day when you come on Yom Tov. But if you don't bring it the first day, every day of Yom Tov has a tashlumim. If you don't bring it the first day, bring it the second day. You didn't bring it the second day, bring it the third day. Every day of Yom Tov has a tashlumim to it. But the machlokes, what's the tashlumim? So hanich laman diyama kulin tashlumim zelazir. Each day like has its own chiyuv to bring the carbon. If you didn't bring it the first day, okay, you missed the first day. Now comes the second day. The second day is like a new chiyuv. If you didn't bring it the first day, you have a right to bring it the second day. So here this person, even though he was lame the first day, but the ma'aseh the second day, now he's well, he has a chiyuv to bring it today. It's very good. Why the Mishnah Shemin HaKel, he has a chiyuv to bring it. But the kasher is, El L'man D'yoma, but according to the man D'yoma, that says, Kulon, Tashlumim derishain, that they're all tashlumim making up for the first day. In other words, what the ikah chiyuv to bring the korban is the first day. And if you miss the first day, we'll let you make up for the second day. Not that the second day is like a new chiyuv, but the second day you're making up for the chiyuv you had on the first day. But only people that had a chiyuv the first day could bring it the rest of the days of Yom Tov. But somebody like here that was lame the first day, lechur he was potter for being in a korban the first day, he should be potter the rest of the regal. There's no tashlumim for him. El man diyama kulin tashlumim derishon or b'zeh akul hakel asu yemai. If you learn this, that tashlum derishon means dikachiv is the first day, and somebody that's potter the first day, he's potter mikan labo. There's no more chiv to him to bring korban erla. Kolos ria. So therefore, a person that was lame on the first day, there's no tashlumim. So what does the Mishnah mean to say, Akel Chayavim? It can't mean to include such a person. So Mor says, Hakel Lasu Yemai, what does Akel come to include? Lasu Yesuma B'yachas Menuf. Come say somebody's blind only in one eye. One eye he could see, one eye he can't. Udolaiki Aitana, not like this Tana, Sakamachlaikis. There's a Tana that says Yipoter, but our Mishnah argues, now Mishnah says no, Akel Chayav Mriyam, only a Suma with two eyes is Potter, but a Suma with one eye still has a Chiyuv to be on the regal. The Mar says, like Yatana, our Mishnah is not like this Tana. The Tanya we learned, Yochanan ben Daboy Yomer, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, Suma v'achas mi'enof Potter min Riyah. He owes a sumo from one eye. If he's only blind in one eye, he's also potter for the mitzvah's riyah. There's no chiyuv him to go out of the regal. Why? Shenema, the pasuk says, ye roya, you should be seen there. So we dashin ye roa kederach shavoliros. The same way you come to be seen, that's the way you should be seen. That means, kederach shavoliros, kach boliros. That ma liros, just like when you see, bishteyenov with your two eyes, afleroyos, when you should be seen also, it means bishteyenov, only a person that has two eyes, he has the chiyuv to be ever regal. But a person only sees with one eye, he's potter. So Rashi learns like this. Rashi says it says Yiroa 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 Ksiv. It says Yiroa. The Karinan Yiroa means Yira means Yira calls the Churchas Pnei Yodin. The Mashma Shodom Royas Hashchina. That the person himself has to see Hashem. Sees the Shchina. And Yiroa calls the Churchas Yiroa as Yiroa calls the Churchas as Pnei Yodin. Mashma Shodom Voli Roischa. Mashma that Hashem is coming to see you. That's a double lashon, that you are coming to see Hashem, and it's also mashma Hashem is coming to see you. The way you see to the way Hashem sees. Kederach shaboli roischa, kachu boli roish mimcha. That mildly roischa b'shteyenov, just like Hashem sees, like the way Hashem, whatever it means Hashem sees. When Hashem sees, he's complete. He's a shalom. He sees like with two eyes. Is afkan li roish min adam b'shteyenov shalodim. That's what a person has to be seen means with your two eyes. A person has to also be able to see with his two eyes. That's the way he dashens. That just like Hashem sees you completely, who adim, the person that has the mitzvah, the goyel regal, is only a person that has his two eyes that can see with two eyes. That's Reb Yehuda's drasha. And our Mishnah knows that Akil Chayav Maria means even a suma with one eye, he still has the chiyah to be on the regal. Another is like this. Really, our Mishnah is like the first teretz we wanted to say. That akel asuya means the Mishnah, even Misha chetiv eved v'chetiv ben chorin. An eved Kenani that was owned by two Jews, two shutfim, and one freed his chelik. So now this eved now is half free and half an eved. Our Mishnah means to say even that person, that eved, has the chiyah to be on the regal. Ravina says later we'll see in Daf Dalid that Misha Chetziv Eved Chetziv Ben Chorin is taka potter for the mitzvahs early regal. He does not have to go to the Beis Hamikdash on Yom Tovim. So Mar says Lakasha, Kan Kemishna Rishoina, Kan Kemishna Achreina. So Machlokes, what the din of a Chatzi Eved Chatziv Ben Chorin is? There's a Mishna Rishoina means first what the loch was. And then they changed their mind, they gave it a new halacha. Well, what's the two mishnas? What's the two halachas? The Tanan, we learned like this. Mi shechetiv eved v'chetiv ben chorin. If you have this person, this eved kenani, that's half freed and half not. In other words, two people owned him at the beginning, and one was meshacher, his half. So half of him is free, half is an eved. The halacha is, the Mishnah Rishonah held that Oyved as Rabbi Yemechud, you have to split his time now. One day, true, he has to be an Eved, he has to work for the one master. The Esatzma Yemechud, and the other day he's free, that's the way it works now. One day he's free, one day he's work, he's half Eved, half free, so you have to divide his time equally. Divrei Beisilu, that's Beisilu Shita. So Rashi learns, Mishnah Rishonah means Koidim Shechosru Beisilu, Loiros Kedivu Beishamai. Before we'll soon see Beis Hillel was Chayzer, retracted to hold like Beis Shammai. Now, say for the Masis in the Tony, Chutz min Avodim Shein HaMashachrorim, the Yukma Ravina v'mishchetzev ev'chetzev ben Chayrin, the Potter, Nishnis Koidim Shechosru Beis Hillel. That was learned before Beis Hillel was Chayzer. Avol Yachra Shoydele Beis Shammai. But after we'll soon see Beis Hillel was Chayzer and holds like Beis Shammai, Sheyesha Bezdin, Locha Vesadoin of the Shachroroi, that there's a chiv upon Bezdin to make sure that the master now frees this person completely. Vevelei Kilo Meshuchru Kvar, since there's a chiv upon Bezdin to make sure the master frees him, it's considered like he's already freed. Vechayiv, therefore he's chayiv to be on a regal. Or Mishnah Shenishnah Fazazim Kaimai. So the first Mishnah that was learned, they didn't take it away. And that's pshat at the end of our Mishnah, that says, an Evatakris Potter. But the beginning of the Mishnah is going for the Mishnah Achronah that holds that a person, like we'll soon see, that's a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Churin, there's a special halacha that Bezdin goes down to force this master now to free him. And we'll soon see. So the first Mishnah that we learned so far, Beis Hillel holds that it's an equal deal. One day you work, and one day you're free. That's what Beis Hillel said. Omrulem Beis Shammai had a kashra on that. Omrulem Beis Shammai